We have to give him the full hour. Otherwise, Cocktails and Cream Puffs have to vamp for 10 minutes.
You do not want Joey Boo-Hecker to vamp. He's already in drag way too much. He's already a vamp.
We keep telling him it's audio. You don't have to dress up, but, you know.
Yeah, but he has fabulous outfits. And we don't want to leave extra time for Big Fatty.
No, we don't.
No, you do not give Big Fatty extra stage time.
What? Isn't he only on? Is he the one with the 10-minute show? No.
He has a 20-minute show.
So if you give him extra time, he won't use it?
He records three episodes. He records three episodes in the course of the Pride 48 day. So it's good times. Yeah, and he's close to his final show is supposedly July 30th.
Is this going to be like Cher keeps announcing a retirement and then doesn't do it?
No, he keeps saying it's over because it's his 3,000th show.
Wow.
He's been doing it for like 10 years or something. But so I say if people wait to send their goodbye calls to him until like the week before,
right,
then he's got to go to like to 3,100 because it takes him so long to play voicemails. I mean, we play them in a timely manner when we have them, but
because we need the content.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, well, he does too, trust me.
A 20-minute show?
Just wait. Yes. How many times can you talk about taking a walk around your neighborhood? His nipple walks, he calls them.
Who are the people in your neighborhood?
Well, he's got a hot neighbor who has a hammock on his second floor balcony, and he's sitting up, laying out there, shirtless all the time. Big Fatty says, "I'm not a creeper. He's just there." I love Big Fatty. I do.
Big Fatty sounds like it's like almost like a King Features cartoon.
Yeah.
Three panels of him walking around the neighborhood.
They just put in the spongy sidewalk for the walkers. Ooh, big time. Big Fatty's a one percenter. Telling you right now.
Well, Battery's in a mental institution, and the walls are also padded and soft.
You've been imagining this whole thing.
Yeah, 3,000 episodes.
Yeah.
Making the neighbor's not really there. The hammock's not really there.
This whole time, you've just been in the same time.
Mr. Fatty, here's your medication.
Yeah! Well, I think that's gonna be it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You do not give Big Fatty extra stage time.
What? Isn't he only on? Is he the one with the 10-minute show?
Hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2977 of the BFO for Thursday, the 27th of June, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's little show, y'all, it's the final part of Big Fatty's Pride 48 live show, and y'all, it's little Logan's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yeah, hi, everyone. Y'all, I am fucked up. Y'all, I went and poured another Tangeray and Tonic during that opening for Steve the Tata and all. And y'all, I honest to goodness, I got nothing. I got nothing for this last 20 minutes because y'all, here, one moment, please. Let me pull a Vera here. Y'all, that's nothing but gin. Oh, God. Big Fatty. Y'all, that's a Vera drink there. That's all I got to tell you. But y'all, if you've got a question, ask me a question in the chat room. Just type the word question in capital letters because y'all, Big Fatty's drunk, and I'll try to answer them here on the little show.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty questions today are coming from the chat room here at Pride 48, and y'all, we've got quite a few over here. Y'all, our first question is from Archer. You know, he used to be the the Podfather, but Big Fatty has passed him. Big Fatty, you're the Pod Grandfather. Well, that's true. His question is the LFC coming back? Well, Archer, excellent question. However, that's not for, if you'll remember back to the LFC, y'all, Big Fatty was on the Little Fatty Cast in the early days. That's how he got his start. And then Mr. Tim Kumal helped Big Fatty set things up to start his own little show. Big Fatty will never forgive him for doing that. It's true. That's a question for Vader, because, you know, on the LFC, I was just the pretty one. Yes, Big Fatty, that was pushing it. Y'all, the next question from Baron Frosty, Big Fatty. He says, what do you mix in your gin? Excellent question, Mr. Cackle, and thank you for being here in the chat room tonight. I'm still pissed at you for not doing a little show this weekend, but I know you'll be in Nolens. Will you please confirm that in the chat room? What do you mix with your gin? Well, it's it used to be two limes. Y'all, it's one lime now. It's back to one lime now, because y'all, the acid in the lime, it just gives me the GERD. So I'm back to one lime, and y'all, it was two limes at the because it was a cheap little shitty piece of lime. But y'all at the Dudley Do Rights, they give a nice piece of lime. So it's back to one lime. Anyway, and tonic, of course. Tonight I'm using that Peter G tonic, which is the something tree tonic. I don't remember what it is. Peter G, you can tell him in the chat room. Question from George in Atlanta. What's the big announcement? Well, George, I'm going to announce that at the end of today's little show. So you just, excellent question though. So you just hold your horses, as they say. The next one comes to us from Fatty's friend. Who am I? Big Fatty? Well, first of all, Fatty's friend, thank you so much for the question. Got no idea who the fuck you are. Archer, once again, is Big Fatty doing a new little show? Well, Archer, first of all, thank you again. Y'all, by the way, Archer has confirmed he's going to be in New Orleans. Archer, no, I'm not going to do a new little show. How's that? Does that answer that question? Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, who I'm surprised could be bothered to be here tonight, says, how do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off? Big Fatty, you kind of slurred that one. I did, indeed. Well, first of all, Chris, thank you so much. Yo, Chris will be with us on, but first, on Sunday at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. Chris, you'll have to ask Vera that question, because I don't have any idea. Being Fatty, you really are fucked up. I really am. That Peter G has a question. Do you believe in love at first sight? Well, Peter G, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Excellent question. And the answer is no, because, y'all, I'm looking at some awfully pretty sights on the Grin Doctor. You know, that's a dental hygienist finder for the homosexuals. And I'm not in love with any of them, but they're welcome to come by and sit in my dental chair. Y'all, the number one funky homo has a question. He says, would you rather have all farts be silent but extremely deadly, or all farts be harmless but extremely loud? Well, first of all, Jim, thank you so much for the question. Excellent question. Y'all, you can hear Jim on Poke It With a Stick Saturday night at 7 p.m. with that Gavin. And, You know, it depends on the situation. Sometimes you want a deadly fart to clear the room, you know, especially if you're crop dusting. And sometimes you just want a loud one. So it depends on the situation. Y'all, Larry H. Vader. Laurie H. Vader has a question. She says, why don't you ever leave the house anymore? Well, Vader, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Excellent question. Y'all, I haven't left the house in the past 2 days. Well, I did because I went to the Sam's Club. But, y'all, when it gets to be too hot outside, y'all, Big Fatty is an elderly person. Y'all, in fact, I had to pull out the big ladder yesterday, and I'll probably talk about this on Monday, but y'all, Dr. Stone wasn't here to help me change the air filter in the air conditioner, and y'all, I could just imagine Vader coming in and finding me dead because I was climbing the ladder alone. But anyway, Vader, Dr. Stone, it would have been all on you. Let's see. The next question is from Baron Frost. He says, do you get residuals from Forrest Gump? Well, Baron Frost, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Excellent question. Y'all, by the way, did you know Big Fatty was in Forrest Gump? Y'all, if you hadn't seen Big Fatty in Forrest Gump, he's in the scene where the reporters are chasing Forrest Gump across the bridge over the Mississippi River, and Big Fatty is betwixt and between the reporter asking him the question and Forrest Gump himself. Y'all, Big Fatty knows where the camera is. And no, there are no residuals, but thank you for asking. Turnip Slaved says, did a male barber ever get friendly while trimming you? First of all, Turnip Slave, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Excellent question. And the answer is yes. It was during one of the horror events it did include a massage, but it was not of your back and shoulders. Very vulgar. Let's just see. Where's the next one here? The question is from Ed Gong. Y'all, he's over there in the where are we? Ed, where the fuck are you? You're somewhere in Mexico. It says, is your refrigerator running? And Ed, first of all, thank you so much for the question. Excellent question. It is, because I just filled my Tanqueray and tonic. Big Fatty, there's no tonic in that at all. You're right, there's no tonic in it at all. Y'all, I just filled it with ice, so the refrigerator must be running. Number one, Funky Homo, would you rather have all fart? Big Fatty, you already asked that one. Baron Frosty, have you ever had sex in a bathroom stall? Baron, first of all, thank you so much again for the question. Excellent question, and my answer is, who hasn't? Our final question looks like from Gayish Mike. He says, when you did and the inappropriate pool party as the MC, did you sample the merchandise? It's an excellent question. Oh, Big Fatty, you're out of time. You're not going to be able to answer that question for Gayish Mike.
This just into the BFO special announcement desk. Yeah, I gotta see now, y'all. Full disclosure here: I have pre-recorded this little part because y'all, if history repeats itself as it normally does, Big Fatty right now is probably sloshed, and I don't probably couldn't keep up with everything that I want to tell here in my big announcement here. But anyway, y'all, you know, the little show is coming to an end. On you heard the Steve the Tata mentioned it at the beginning of today's little show, and you know, coming to episode 3000 on July the 30th, unless there's some calamity or whatever. But y'all, just a little bit of history for those who may not know. Y'all, way back in the day, Big Fatty arbitrarily said that I was going to, yeah, y'all, it was a gag, it was a bit, if you will, said that I was going to quit the little show. This was like on a New Year's Eve. I'm gonna quit the little show at episode 3000. And y'all, I never thought I'd make it to episode 3000. Big Fatty, neither did we. Y'all, here we are. Here we are, less than 30 episodes away from it. And y'all, There have been numerous folks trying to find a way to get Big Fatty to keep doing the little show. I mean, like, I've got this week I have gotten I can't even begin to tell you how many voice letters I've gotten from that Gus Chant. He is hell bent and determined to keep me going. Oh, Big Fatty, the Grim Doctor went off. Well, you know, what can I say? What was I saying? So anyway, he wants me to, you know, oh, you can't quit. You got voice letters to play. And y'all, then my Northeast straight boyfriend, my Northeast, number one Northeast straight daddy, y'all, he's started a petition at thechange.org, to get Big Fatty to continue the little show. And y'all, you know, a lot of people have, I think, have fretted about this a little bit. Big Fatty, I can't name but those two. Y'all, I decided that I was going to come up with a way for the little show to continue. And, y'all, I benefit from this in no way. But, y'all, what I will promise is that by the 30th of July, which is when episode 3000 is set to broadcast, if $1 for every episode Big Fatty has done by the 30th of July, if Pride 48 receives $1 for each episode, meaning that there has to be at least $3,000 in donations to Pride 48, and we're gonna make it fair. We're gonna roll it back to the 1st of January, because I know some people give on a monthly basis. We're gonna roll it back to there. If Pride 48 makes at least $3,001. By the 30th of July, then I will continue the little show. Now, there may be some changes to it, but I will continue the little show if I don't expect any one person, and I know some people cannot participate in this, and I thoroughly understand that. But y'all, throughout the weekend, when you hear the different little shows say, hit that purple button and donate, you're also adding to make the little show continue. Big Fatty, I thought you supported Pride 48. This is going to keep the donations down. It'll be the least amount of money ever raised. Could be, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And y'all, I will end the BFO on July 30th, okay, with episode 3000 to keep my word. But if we've raised more, if we've raised at least $3,001 by that point, then the little show will continue. But you know, I may take a day off. I may just take a day off. Yes, Big Fatty, please take more than one. Y'all, we're just, I think that's a good way for you to support Pride 48. And y'all, the suits didn't know I was going to do this. I just told them, trust me on this. Big Fatty, that'll be the last time they trust you. y'all, there it is. That's the big announcement Big Fatty had. And y'all, If you want to participate, lovely. If you don't, Big Fatty, lovely. So there it is. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I'm so glad I recorded that ahead of time, because y'all, I'm fucked up right now. Y'all, I don't expect this to happen, but if it does, that's lovely. Y'all, you go over there to the pride48.com, and the big purple bar on the front page, you hit make a donation. And y'all, if we hit $3,001
By the 30th of July, y'all, I will continue the little show. Like I say, there may be a few little changes, but that's what I promised to you. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the folks from the Sanosphere. You know, that's the Boeing 737 MAX of Pride 48. And Steve Vitata and Cindy, what do we have to look forward to?
Do not give Big Fatty extra stage time.
What? Isn't he only on? Is he the one with the 10-minute show?
Oh, yes. Everybody plays it at double speed. It's only 10 minutes.
You can leave
minutes.
A comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.